You are listening to Setting History Straight with Linda Watson on Hebrew Nation Radio.
We've been talking about COVID and the plague. We're going to continue some of that I have actually found verses now that I know apply to COVID and the plague. And there's going to be another plague. I mean, there's going to be one coming in some form or fashion. So we're going to start here, and this is the oddest place to find a information on COVID, but this is where it is. It's Leviticus 14, verse 34. And it says, when you come into the land of Canaan, now that's, Canaan was a promised land, so that could mean America. See, some people want to read the Bible literally, and they want to take it literally, because I discussed this with somebody this week, and she was saying, well, you know, it doesn't really say America, and it really doesn't say the plague for that says COVID there. Well, no, it doesn't. But the Bible plainly tells you that he writes things in parables. He writes things in parables. And if you really want to know the true meaning of things, you got to go to that level to get it. Because the literal level is not going to get you there. And that doesn't mean you make it up. It means that you can actually see what's being said and put it in your modern terms. Okay, so this is talking about, which I give you for a possession, I will put the plague of leprosy on in the house. Well, the house that's spoken of can be a physical house, yes, because they were cleansing a house that had leprosy in it. That's what this whole thing is about. But the word leprosy goes back to a bacteria infection, which Terry has already explained to us is what COVID was to start with, was a bacteria infection. So, and the house can also be the house of Israel. So are y'all seeing that this thing has a double meaning? Yeah, when you got a disease back in the old land of Israel, you would go through a ritual to clean the house. And that's what we're talking about. The spiritual level is talking about a plague that hits the house of Israel. And it's easy to see it. Okay, so going on to the next verse, and the owner needs to go to the priest and tell him, and the priest comes to your house. And so the next verse, 38, when the priest commands that the house be emptied out, and then he goes in to see the plague, and he determines whether it's clean or unclean. So if he finds the plague in there, it's unclean, right? So, all right. So verse 40, then the priest shall command that they take away the stones, which is the plague, that the plague is in, right? And they shall bring this to an unclean place. So they would take it out of the city. Have y'all ever noticed in our country that they always put cemeteries outside the city? Just at least it's in the South that way. In the South, they never put a cemetery hardly ever in the city. It's always outside the city because they learned that years ago, but they don't know where they've learned these things, you see. So they would take the stones that had the plague on it, and they would take them out of the house and out of the city. So that's almost like saying this a quarantine in a way. But going to verse 43, and if the plague comes again, so the first time they cleanse it. They cleanse the house. That's what he's talking about. You clean the house. He gives you steps on how to clean it, what you needed to do, right? Take the COVID out or take the plague out, right? So if it comes again the second time and you clean it up it's not clean the second time, then you break down the house is what it tells you. So in other words, what he's saying to you, if you have the bacteria in your house, it stays in your house, then what you would do is you would take and break it down or destroy the house. And this is how they did it in the old land of Israel. Now, spiritually, we've already had one plague. We've had the plague of COVID. We all know that. That's actually started in August of 2019. So, if the next plague comes And we still haven't cleaned up our house. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? If we haven't cleaned up our house with the next plague, because the next plague is a test, it's when that happens, if they don't repent the second time, then the house is destroyed, which is the nation being destroyed. Do y'all see the connection there? Do you see what it's saying here, that they break down the house if the house is not clean the second time? Now let's go to the time of the Messiah. And the first time, his house is the temple. So the first time, right after the wedding, there was a miracle that he did by changing water to wine. I just want to show you that. That's the time frame. That's those first two verses now. Then it tells you he went to Capernaum with his mother and his brothers after he did the miracle of changing the water to wine. So that's the time setting. Then it goes on that the Passover was coming. So this miracle occurred before Passover. And it basically tells you that he goes into the temple, he takes scourging cords, that was a whip, and drove the people out of the temple that were the money changers. And then they asked him, by what authority do you do this? So he was cleaning the temple, he was cleaning his house. Do y'all see that? That was the first time. Now, then you come to the second time, and the second time was the last week before he died. It says Jesus came into the temple and cast them out, and out of the temple, and overthrew the tables, money changers, seats for selling doves. And it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, not a den of thieves. So this is the second time he did it. Tell you that this is the second time that he cleaned his house. Okay, that's the second time he cleaned his house. And this is the whole story. And you see that he left. It's not the same event. You see why? Because he went, the first time he went to Capernaum, the second time he went to Bethany after he did this event. So it's two separate times. So there's no doubt that he cleansed the house twice. Now, the next part is, so why is the temple, why does it get destroyed in 70 AD? And this is simply because he cleaned the house out the first time, he cleaned the house out the second time, the third time, he destroys the house. Do y'all see that? So he cleans it out the first time, he cleans it out the second time, and now he destroys the house. Now, so why is the house destroyed? And that's because they never cleaned up the house. And he gave them, he gave them 40 years to do it. So from the time he died, which he died around 30 AD, I can prove that to you that he died at 30 AD. I just can't do it today. So from that time, there was 40 years to the destruction of the temple, which is in 70 AD. Now, the 40 years was also the time that, Israel was allowed to go, if you remember that story. She was given 40 years in the wilderness to repent, which she didn't do, okay? And the Pharisees didn't repent either, you see, or the people in the land, they didn't repent. So this is why the temple gets destroyed, because he's following the same rules, because there's something unclean. Do y'all see in the house? It doesn't just apply to leprosy. It's just that leprosy was the example that he gave. Okay. Because it's God's intention to destroy the physical and start the spiritual temple, which the church in the last days started with the day of Pentecost. So we're working toward this day of Pentecost. And so we want to talk about what it is and why. Okay. And yes, he came to die for the people. Yes, that's a fact. But he came to start a church. Okay. Now, Israel was always considered a church. She was called the church in the wilderness. But it by the time of the 4,000 year period when the Messiah came, it had totally been corrupted. They had lost the truth, in other words. At that point, so the Messiah came for another reason. He handpicked And the Father handpicked the people that he called at that time. And those people were baptized. You know, that was the cleaning. Then they went into a building on the Day of Atonement, all of them together, and they received the Holy Spirit because that was starting a new age. But it was also because, you see, he wanted to use those people to build the church going forward with the truth because he came down and taught them himself. There was nobody at that point that could teach the truth. So he came down and hit the reset button on the church and retaught the people the truth. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? And so that's real important because now they hold back the Holy Spirit, which is the impregnation of a marriage into these people at that point, and everything moves forward from that point, starts with the truth again, and now we've got the truth corrupted again. Do y'all understand? That's what had transpired, that he handpicked the people he wanted, and those are the people that created the seven churches that went through the next 2,000 years. He kept telling them why he was having his ministry. The kingdom of God is at hand. Why? Because they didn't have the kingdom of God in them yet. Because it tells you the kingdom of God is one inwardly. I'm going to show you that verse. But so they didn't have the kingdom of God in them at that point. When did they get the kingdom of God in them? That was on the day of Pentecost, because everything moved from that point forward. Do y'all see that they were the ones educated by the Messiah? So they had the truth. Do y'all see what I'm saying? So now and I'm not going to say the word substitution. There's a spiritual church after this one is destroyed in 70 AD that moves forward. Do y'all see that? It's a spiritual church. In all the modern churches, that's one thing that they do. They teach, well, we learn the physical to learn teach us the spiritual. And that's a true principle. Okay. But we got to understand that both are in play. Both the physical and the spiritual are in play. So if you just heal your body spiritually and you don't heal your body physically, you know, that's not what the Messiah wants, because there's a physical body and there's a spiritual body, and both of them need to be healthy. Do y'all, are you following me? So there's your connection to Pentecost. Now, like I said, he handpicked these people. The truth went forward from them at that point. They began to build churches, they began to teach people the truth, and over time, it began to get corrupted again. So now you come to speed up to our time. You had the Worldwide Church of God, which I think the Father was all over. He was using it. He destroyed that church because it had some unclean in it. And then you had the Hebrew roots. And I'm telling you, that church is going to go by the sidelines too, because they put a lot of Judaism into theirs. So now we're going to have a spiritual church, which is what you see going on right now. His body that he's teaching, just like he taught them before, those people that he taught before in that first century, people like you are going to be teaching the truth to these people. And he's going to come back to even add more truth to it, right? So does anybody want to talk? Now, I want to prove this point here. Luke 17:21, the kingdom of God is not with observation. It's inside of you.
That's because
Sorry.
your computer's made in China, and China's not our friend.
No, it's got a warped person on the other end of it hitting the buttons. That's what's going on. Okay. So, all right, the kingdom of God is the government piece. The temple is the church piece. Now, do y'all understand the church represented, the temple represented the church, the kingdom of God represents the government. We all know that, right? So comparing that to your body, your physical body is the temple. The spiritual body is the one within you. That is the government piece, okay? So you have the church part, which is the female, You have the male part, which is the kingdom of God, okay, that's inside of you. That's the spiritual piece. Okay, so he was about to establish the kingdom of God within the people. So what we wanted to say is that it's not one outwardly, it's one inside of you. Now, we want to get now to a modern representation of this, because now we have this man child that's being talked about, and we've talked about this before. It is an actual revival. So there's two kingdoms that rise at the same time. This is what you're going to see at the end time. This is what's happening. You have one kingdom that's rising. It started in 2017, probably started before that, but he's marking that time. He's marking that time because that's when the woman in the heavens appeared and she gave birth to a child. Do y'all remember that? At the same time, Satan's kingdom is coming up. So you have both kingdoms in play right now. And how do we know that this is going to be a revival? And this is because in Isaiah 54, verse 1, seeing, O barren, that's a woman that does not bear, break forth and sing and cry aloud, for more are the children of the desolate, which is talking about that woman, than the children of the married woman. The children of the married woman, that is talking about the churches today, which are large churches, okay? The one who's desolate, which we're talking about here, that's barren, she's not bearing children, that's our churches. Because we're small. Now, it's growing like a weed. It is growing like a weed, but it's still small. It's a small group of people compared to the Baptist churches and the Catholic churches and all of those. It says, enlarge your tent and stretch forth the curtains, pull the curtains back, because you're about to have children. And that is talking about this event on September 23rd, 2017. That's that event, okay? Because he's announcing this child, and the child is a revival. I'm telling you, we're going to see that. You're going to see that it's a revival. Now, when the child was born, this is the second child, because remember the Messiah came and he was born first. He's the first of the first fruits. Now, we get to Isaiah 8, verse 2, and it says, I take a prophetess. That's a woman, and she conceives and she bears a son, okay? And just talking about this son, he's not converted. I know that in this same area it talks about the Messiah being born, that it's true, it's talking about the Messiah being born, but this is a different child. This prophetess is a different person. She's bringing a message about the kingdom of God. So reading verse 15 here, butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. So when did the Messiah ever not know when to choose the good? You see, this child that's being born is not the Messiah. Going on, for before the child knows to refuse evil and choose the good, the land that he abhors shall be forsaken by both his kings. Talking about the liberal movement and the conservative movement. All right, now, for before the child can know to have knowledge to cry, my father and my mother. Of course, he's going to know his father and mother. So, which father and mother is it talking about here? That's he doesn't know who he is. He doesn't know he's Israel. He doesn't know Jacob, Rachel. He doesn't know. So, you see what he's talking about here. Before he ever learns the truth, it says, the riches of Damascus and the small spoils of Samaria shall be taken away by the king of Assyria. So he will go into the war before he ever knows the truth. And that's what it's saying here. And that child is not the same one that is the Messiah. Can't be. And so the reason I'm bringing that up is, what is this child? What is this child that's being born? And I'm telling you, it's a revival. And I'm going to show it to you. Revelations 12, verse 13. And when the dragon saw that he was cast down to the earth, he persecuted the woman, which are the true believers. Which brought forth what? She is the one that brings forth the child, the man child. Do y'all see that? She brings forth the man child. She's the one that gives birth to the revival. Now, go on and look at the rest of this 12, 17. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, which is the believers. There's going to be a, he, at some point, he's going to come after her. And I think it's going to be a physical thing. I think it's in the war. He will physically go try to harm her. He's going to be prevented from doing that. And he went to make war with the remnant of her seed. So he was not allowed to make war with her because she's in a place of protection. But he's allowed to make war with her remnant of her seed. That is the people that lead the land. Now, Ezekiel 7, verse 15, the sword is without, and pestilence and famines are within. All right, so the sword is the war, and there's pestilence and famine within the country also. And he that is in the field shall die by the sword, and he that is in the city, he will die by famine and pestilence. All right. But they that escape of them shall escape and shall be in the mountains like doves on a, of the valley, all of them moaning and mourning, everyone for his iniquity. That's when our true repentance comes. That's our crushing, by the way. That's what happens. So now look at this verse, 6:9, and they that escape of you shall remember me among the nations, and they shall be carried off captives because I'm broken with their whorish heart. His heart is broken because of what's going on in this country and has departed from me, and with their eyes they've gone whoring after their idols. They shall load themselves for the evil which they have committed. So who's going to be loading themselves? It's the people that are go into captivity. They're going to go through a repentance, and that is your revival. And there's no doubt about this. So that's your revival. That is that one man child that's being talked about. Now, it could mean other things because I know Joey teaches it that it's Trump, and it could be. I'm not going to argue about that. But what I'm trying to tell you. She is these people that we're talking about. She is those ones that will form a revival. And Zechariah 13 talks about that. Zechariah 13 tells you one third will repent. And so that's 100 million people in our country. That's 100 million people. Do you think you're going to have a job? Yes, you're going to have a job. If you've got 100 million people that don't know the truth, you got a job. All right, so let me get back to where we were. All right. Now, going on here, now comes this next part, which is the martyrdom, which is where we're going to get into the COVID plague piece. So this is another witness, Leviticus 14 was the first witness that I read to you this time, and that talks about, you have a plague, you clean it up, you have another plague, you clean it up, but if it comes back, then it's going to have to destroy the house. You're going to have to destroy the house. And so now we want to get to this piece and talk about COVID and the plague and where the verses are. Okay, so now let's go to Revelations 18, verse 23, for the merchants. Now, that whole chapter, starting in the very beginning, it's telling you in that chapter that it's about Babylon. We know America's Babylon. She plays the role of Babylon because she's called the hammer of the earth and the hindermost nation to come up. So there's no doubt we play the role of the daughter of Babylon. So it's talking about us in chapter 18, and watch how this fits. So the merchants were the great men of the earth, i.e., Fauci, Bill Gates, the head of Pfizer. We can go on and on. The medical people, the medical doctors are included in this. The great men of the earth. Now watch, for by their sorcery, okay, and that word sorcery is pharmakeia, y'all all know that. And that means referring to the pharmacy that refers to medical, but in this case, it's referring to the vaccine. Because that's what the merchants and the great men of the earth did. They deceived all the nations about the vaccine. Now, anybody want to talk here? So right here, there, this is your proof, because that's what really happened. We're the ones sitting at the end time. So we're the ones sitting at the end time. We're the ones that went through this deception. Now, Brenda, Brenda's on today. Brenda was one of those people that lost her job over this because they pushed it to the limit here. He's talking about sorceries, which is pharmakeia. He's talking about the pharmaceutical companies and the medical field because the doctors were up to their eyeballs in this because everybody was making money
Yeah, I
living
think
off of this.
I have a couple thoughts. One is that one of the things that I watched, and just we all witnessed it at the time it rolled out, everybody, we just didn't know for sure. And because this is what I do, my forte really is probably infection. Of all the things that I do, it's infection. So I'm watching this roll out. And it occurred to me that it was part of the part of the concept or the word definition of sorcery is chanting. And so all of these great leaders, these great men of the earth, and their media and the politicians, including Trump, were chanting over and over and over that there was a virus. And there was no virus. It was marketing to get the vaccine into people. And we could talk about why it wasn't a virus and why people got sick, what it really was. But the point being is these sorceries included this chanting and word use, things like Fauci's own name means sickle. The COVID-19 has meaning. The names of the vaccine all had they all had satanic signatures on them. So they were chanting these satanic words and getting us to believe them so that we would receive this plague. And now we're carrying it around. So it's just horrific. But it was all about, like Yeshua said, according to your beliefs, it will be done unto you. And that's what we're seeing. Because we believed it. Very sad. Breaks my heart.
Well, they set the precedents because they had already started giving people vaccines from before, and people were taking them and going about their business for the most part,
Good point. I
right?
think that I've come to believe that the entire vaccine industry for the last century or two, was for this moment in time.
Yeah, they
Like
laid the
like,
groundwork.
that's it. They laid the mental groundwork and the whole spiritual groundwork, and we opened our lives and our families up to this satanic injection for years, for
You're absolutely
generations.
right.
And I, being a father, I'm really I'm humbled about it because I'm now like extremely offended that I even allowed this for my children. And I think for us guys, that's hard to believe. I even sort of have nightmares about watching my children scream at getting vaccines, and while they're telling us it's for their health. And that was a big lie. We just believe these lies like Jeremiah 16, 19 talks about. You inherited nothing but lies and why we accepted it. But that's changing. We're in this new birth. This Israel nation is changing. So it's really exciting as well.
So, and this is going to go, y'all going to see this. This is going to go real deep here because
Okay.
it's easily to see that what the great men of the earth, which I'm saying is Fauci, Bill Gates, and that crowd, by they were just, it says the nations were deceived by their pharmaceutical teachings, by the stuff that they were pushing, because they had already been given vaccines for years. This has been going on 60, 70 years. So people were just used to taking vaccines. So now we're just lining up for another one. Well, that's why Trump just went along with it, because everybody had been primed for this. Do y'all see that? Satan had planned, had this planned out way in advance. No, so okay, let's go to the next verse. Was the next one is hits like a rock. Okay, this verse hits like a rock because we just talked about this. This whole chapter is talking about Babylon, the daughter of Babylon, which is America. This whole chapter is talking about her. It talks about how she gets destroyed, how the merchants of the earth cry because they have nobody to sell their goods to. It talks about the stock market in America. It talks about everything. It talks about how her candle goes out. That whole chapter is about America and how she falls. It talks about her fall. But at the end of the chapter, it starts telling you why she fell. And this was one of the main reasons right here. Now, it says, and in her was found the blood of the prophets and the saints. I always read that. And I said, that can't be talking about America. So it must be talking about the Babylon before this, because it can't be talking about America, because she has never persecuted, not in a large way, the saints. She's never persecuted the saints, not to where they died. Okay. It didn't happen like what happened in the middle of, middle centuries, where they actually carried people up and chopped their head off, that martyred people. That didn't go on in this country. So what is he talking about that the blood of the prophets and the saints and all that are slain upon the earth? What is he talking about? Because in the verse right above this, he's talking about the vaccine. This next verse is the result. It's the people that died, both the prophets and the saints, they all died. They were, and the other people slain in the earth. That's talking about the 7 million people that were killed by COVID. And those numbers are not correct. That's not correct numbers. And that's not talking about the people that have been injured by this thing. Go
Yes,
ahead, Terry.
real quick comment about that. I think my buddy, Navy SEAL Michael Jaco, says he thinks from his statistics that it's over 1 billion now that have died from the shot worldwide. They're just
Wow.
not reporting it, so we don't know.
Wow. So, do y'all see what I'm telling you here? Because America has never persecuted, not in a large way, the Christians in this nation. She hasn't done it. You can see some things that she does now with in the movies. They make fun of the Christians. That they don't think highly of Christianity in this country. That's why she's going to fall. But the blood, it says the blood of the prophets and the saints, because everybody was impacted by COVID. Do y'all see that? And so now you got the Satan's plan book. You see now what he was up to and what he's going to do in the future. Now let's go on here. This is the 7 million. And Terry's telling you there's probably much more than that. But notice this right here, that she is Babylon, and that Babylon is holding a cup in her hand of wine. That's the picture. You read Revelation chapter 17, she's being compared to a woman who has a cup of wine in her hand. And we all know we just went through Passover. So we know exactly what wine is. That's blood. So this woman has a cup of blood in her hand. Why? Because she was the one that originated COVID. America financed the lab. She financed the lab in China. And we know that. And you probably have seen the videos with Rand Paul, because Rand Paul had Fauci come in and explain, where did you send the money? that for the labs to be able to create this thing that we had, which was COVID. Okay, so where did the money come from? And he lied. Fauci sat there and lied and said he had nothing to do with it, that had nothing to do with any of the money that he sent from America to that lab, that he sat there and lied. And so she's the one that paid for it. She is the one that initiated it, because she's the one that encouraged them to work on it. And if I'm not mistaken, I think they created it here and brought it there. Now, Terry, am I right or wrong on that?
I think you're right, but I think you're partly right.
Okay.
I've discovered that it's not just China. China sort of became, they did that and used China as sort of the blame block. But she, this daughter of Babylon, has biological weapons. They're actually vaccine manufacturing facilities all over the world, and they love putting them they have them in Ukraine, and they love Africa as well. There's like, I don't know, seven or eight massive ones. These are level four, level fives, where they're building this stuff and putting it in the vaccines. So it's not just China, it's like worldwide. Unbelievable.
Yes. And so, do y'all understand that where were the ones financing this? Now, I know a lot of things have been, and I think there's just that one NIH, hard to know who all was involved in it, but it originated here. And this COVID spread throughout the world, and all of these people died. So she's holding the cup in her hand. Now, I understand that the people in America were not involved in this. I understand that, but it's still a fact that it came from here. I mean, it came, when I say it came from here, we supplied the money for the lab to Wuhan. That's what we did. We supplied the money and probably gave them the technology so they knew how to do it. I mean, that's my guess. I don't know if they got the technology from us or not, but I wouldn't be surprised. So she's got the cup of in her hand. That is these people that have died from this plague, the first one, which is COVID. This should be easy to see, because he's talking about pharmaceutical that's going to deceive people. Do y'all see that? We're not making a mistake here. It's pharmaceutical companies that have deceived people. So how did that happen, you see? Because the pharmaceutical companies were distributing what they were actually making, right? They were distributing. So this whole thing was a deception. We were primed for it by Satan. So we, and I'm not saying that every, I don't even know, but the cup is full. Now, when all of these people got killed, all of these politicians now, they all know this. See, they know, and they kind of slept. Sweep it under the rug. They don't talk about it. You know that this has occurred. They know that this has happened. But they kind of just swept it under the rug. So nobody has come forward, not our president, not anybody that's in Congress, not any leader has come forward and said, "We're so sorry that we allowed this thing to happen in Wuhan, that we financed this. We're sorry we financed it. We're sorry we put the vaccine out there." See, there's no apology. Nobody's apologizing. They swept it under the rugs and just kept going. But the Father remembers. Now I'm going to prove it to you that He remembers. Look at this verse. So it says, Isaiah 51, verse 22, "Thus said the Lord God, and the God that pleads the cause of the people, behold, I have taken out of thy hand the cup of trembling." So the cup of trembling was the wine cup. There it is, right there. "Even the dregs of the cup and the of my fury, and thou shalt be no more drink it again." So she's going to repent from this, because she's the one that's taken the and slain all the people. See, as you see, I just showed you that. It's telling you that God holds her responsible for killing the prophets, the saints, and slaughtering the people in the earth. That's what He does. He's holding her responsible, and that's one of the reasons why she's going to be destroyed, among the many things. Now, going on here, Revelation 6, verse 9. And when he had opened the fifth seal, and see, now the fifth seal is open, and I'm going to prove that to you. I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain by the word of God and the testimony which he held. Okay. Now, verse 10. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? You know, people have died throughout the centuries by martyrdom. And this group is going to be in here, right? That is true. But he's talking to one specific group that has a seal that he's just ripped off. Do y'all understand that he's talking about one individual group of people that are martyred? And I'm going to show you who it is. Verse 11, and the white robes were given to every one of them, and it was said to them that they should rest for a little season. See, there's your clue that he's talking about the people that got killed from COVID, the people that got killed from the plague. It's them because they rest for a little season. It's not the people that were born, that were martyred in the first century. They're not resting for a little season. They're resting for, like, you know what, 1,000 years, 2,000 years. They're not resting for a little season. Do y'all see this? Am I the only one that sees this? It's talking about the deaths of the people that died from COVID. That's what it's talking about here. It says for a little season. These people just recently died. So they're asking, the blood comes up from the ground saying, you know, how long are we going to go without being revenged for what has happened to us? And he's telling them, rest for a little season.
I do again if it's okay.
Sure, you've talked as much as you want because you're more of authority than I am.
No, I'm not. But I have hands on with this when you talked about the blood of the saints. One of the there's so many layers of this, you guys, that we've never seen before. This martyrdom's been going on for quite a while. In my practice, for example, all of these chronic diseases, cancers, and all these diagnostics that are coming upon children, our babies and our children, you should see over here in Loma Linda, the children's hospital is bigger than the regular hospital. They spent like $2 billion to build the children's hospital. It's like a giant hotel that you would see on the Las Vegas Strip. Unbelievable. All of that disease, you guys, is coming from the shots. Parents asked me, why does my 4-year-old have cancer? And I said, go read your shots. It's all in there. Go read the adverse reactions to your shots. It's all there. So then the enemy thinks they gave you notice, but they didn't. But it's all there. So the blood of the saints is also this martyrdom of these babies and our children because of our beliefs. And I've seen it so many times, you guys, trying to help babies overcome their cancer from the shots. And so this is part of the martyrdom. These are the best of the saints, our innocent children. And Babylon has to pay for this. And who are these saints in Revelation that rejoice when she finally burns? It has to be us. I hate it on one side, like the prophets. And on the other side, I'm like, when, how long, Father, are you going to let these people, these beings, get away with this? So I just want to say that the blood of the saints is like so much slaughter just on the babies and children getting sick from these shots.
And yet, that's just all well said. So, you know, so. She's going to set up her kingdom, which is a physical kingdom. So you got to have the physical and the spiritual. You got to have both. That's why you take care of your body as well as you take care of your spiritual life. Now, so it says that there'll be many false Christs and false prophets that come that show signs and wonders. That word for wonders right there. Everybody thinks this is talking about miracles, and it could be, but it also has a different meaning. And that has to do with a prodigy, right? So, for instance, if you were studying under someone, you would be a prodigy of that person. I know I'm not pronouncing that right. I don't have Sarah here to help me pronounce it.
Okay. So it's just my personal opinion that there's no spike protein, that that's part of their sort of viral clown show. The spike is our blood, you guys. Our blood spikes as our red blood cells die, they spike and corona. They look exactly like the images that they show us about what the coronavirus looks like. No, it's our red blood cells changing to death. And what changes them to death, one of the huge things, okay, just came out this week and said, oh, yeah, they're putting fetal particles, fetal waste particles, fetal aborted particles in the MMR2 vaccine. Measles, mumps, rubella. No, they put them in all of them. Okay, so if I give you my cells or my DNA debris from one of my cells, any part of my cell, any fragment of my cell, it causes death to you because it's toxic to you. God has made provisions for us to be completely protected from that. We don't share DNA except through the way that he gave it to us. We don't take our child's DNA and jam it into somebody else's child. Those are toxins. Those are virus. And of course, the other toxins are heavy metals, like mercury, other toxins like artists is talking about, the venoms, the serpent venoms that they're putting in some of the batches. So, but there's not a spike protein that's our cells are spiking. I'll show you guys images of red blood cell analysis where, in the presence of these toxins, our red blood cells are dying and they're spiking first into an amazing corona effect.
I understand that he wanted to do those things so that he can get to your DNA.
That's it. That's it. In the blood, like that scripture says in Revelation, I'm like, wow, it's not just. So when we read that conceptually, we go, oh, they're going to kill us all. Like it sounds like they're just going to attack us physically, but I think it's talking about the blood,
He
not
says, no
just.
doubt one third will die from the plague. We're told that. One third will die from the plague.
And that's the blood that's in the blood.
With that, we're going to close and we're going to say blessings to all and good night.